I think the decision by the Minister, which is welcome for the people of Limerick, particularly in the Midwest, I mean, I think that here in the Northwest we would have to be asking questions. What about us? If you look at the infamous Galway to Dublin line, we know that our communities north of that line do not get the same access to healthcare, do not have the same level of investment in our hospitals, both community and Sligo and Letterkenny Hospital and the community hospitals. And, you know, I think that we have raised this. We've had GPs speaking out, consultants speaking out, and I think it does tell us that the government doesn't have an eye on the Northwest.
So do you feel that any review of healthcare should include the entire Western Seaboard then?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the levels of people on trolleys at both Letterkenny and Sligo, if you look at the levels of people who've had cancellations, hospital procedures cancelled, you know, it's over 8,000 for Sligo and Letterkenny in the last year. If you look at the cancer care, diabetes care, you know, all the different indicators, neurology being spread properly across the region, I could go on. At every level, we are second-class citizens in the Northwest, so I think it's alarming that, you know, you have a government rightly announcing an urgent review of Limerick Hospital in the Midwest, but not seeing that they need to do exactly the same for the Northwest.